Good morning, Orville and everybody else. Today is Thursday, 31st of March, and mostly cloudy morning here in Orville on 27 degrees Celsius. And we can expect today sunshine and patchy clouds, and warm with patchy clouds over the night, with temperatures ranging from low 27 to high 34, with heat index of 41 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index again will be extreme on 11. Southerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 52%. And over the weekend we can expect again hot and sunny weather. Among the things that are going on in City of Dawn, Resident Assembly Service reminds us that it's voting time, and since we will in April, we will vote yes or no for two things. First, a proposed new FMC mandate, and second, a proposed new entry policy. For the entry policy, we will be able to say yes or no separately to five separate sections of the policy. This means that we will be able to specify which section we will agree with and which we don't. Online voting runs for 13 days and starts on 9 a.m. April 2nd and ends on 5 p.m. on April 14. We will receive a form by email. Paper voting will run daily between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over 2 days, April 15 and April 16. And that would be outside Portus in Aspiration on April 15 and outside Solar Kitchen on April 16. For more information, as always, we can contact ever-loving Resident Assembly Service, and they will be on hand to assist, explain, clarify, massage, whatever you need to better understand the issues and the process. The only thing they cannot do is to tell you what to vote. That's up to you, so don't hesitate to contact them by phone on 948-662-3749 or by email on russervice@orville.org if you have any questions about the issues and the process, or if you'd just like to chat. And the Orville Council invites us to participate in the selection process proposal for FMC. On our net, we find the link for the participatory selection process proposal for the new FMC membership. The study group was requested by the Orville Council to work on adjusting this process, originally written from the Working Committee and Orville Council only, to include other working groups such as FMC and the TDC. We need to send our feedback by April 15th to avc@orville.org. Now let's see what will be happening in the sphere of culture over the weekend. MIME acts at the Visitor Center, repeated event April 1st, 2nd and 3rd at Dreamers Cafe. The Full Flies and Butterflies will be introducing the MIME menu. On April 1st between 4 to 7 p.m., the same on 2nd of April, and on Sunday between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, 2nd of April at 8 p.m. at Sautru Bharat Nivas, the great event celebrating the occasion of the descent of the supermind on the 29th of February 1956. It's the 50th anniversary being in 2016. Gratitude at the lotus feet of the Mother and Sri Aurobindo, which is a musical offering by the Ashram Music Group with Lakshmi, Ella, Aloka, Uttam, Bryce, Gauri Sharakana, Tapan, Deeps. And also on Saturday, 2nd of April, at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, Berenenge, Ayurvedic doctor, will share with the community presentation on how to pass the summer with the help of Ayurveda. And this presentation on Saturday will be in French. Today, March 31st, the PT purchasing series, stall and snack bar will be closed for stock taking and cleaning. And also the gas service, it will be closed today for the stock taking. From SAI comes an invitation to a book launch, The Voyage of Caterpillar, on Saturday 2nd at 4:30 p.m. We are invited to a book release with a puppet show at Nandanam Kindergarten. The Voyage of the Caterpillar is a children's book written and illustrated by Jyoti Karan. On Monday, 4th of April at 5:30 p.m. at Kala Kendra, Center for Arts in Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, they will inaugurate Rainbow Tree exhibition by Nurten Sozeri from Turkey. The learning community would like to invite us to an open house on Thursday, 8th of April at TRC Base Camp opposite the Dana community. We can join them between 2 and 6 p.m. for exhibits, games and various theme stalls, and we can visit a new drop-in tea stall and enjoy refreshments prepared by the kids. From Adishak TV, we got announcement to commemorate Vinapani Chawla's birthday starting on 5th of April, and they are conducting second edition of Remembering Vipanani, a month-long weekend festival until 1st of May. This festival is special as it has been made possible by the generosity of their performing friends and well-wishers. It will be held at their campus in Adishakti, a self-sustained space where guests who come to watch lineup performances could also stay on campus for as long as they would like to, depending on their preferences or shows and convenience. And the first thing we could see would be Malvika Ramayan, The Birth of Sea, inauguration of mural art by Malavika Pisi from Pondicherry on Vinapani's birthday, 5th of April, which is Tuesday at 6 p.m. And that weekend, 9th of April at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, we can see Nidravatam, a play with Inimi Raphael and with Adishakti and Pondicherry. And the next day, Sunday, Notes on Chai, a play by Jyoti Dogar from Mumbai. Sunday walks to Farms and Forests this Saturday, 3rd of April at 9 a.m. We will visit Baraka with Ahilias. The design of the roundabout of the solar kitchen crossing has been discussed with Road Service, and many art installations are being considered, such as the colored columns which are in the middle of Mahalakshmi Park, and maybe very soon also in the international zone, such as stone sculptures or stainless steel sculptures by our real artists. The present idea is to start with an art installation developed by Celestine. It's a composition of more than 200 rings used previously as portholes for the skin of Matrimandir. This week, Celestine has tested arrangement with used rings before finalizing the design, the shape, the volume, and the colors of each ring. The final structure will be in place by the end of April. After some months, the ring sculpture may be shifted somewhere else and replaced by another art installation. On April 17 at 5 p.m. at 32 Sports Grounds, we can participate in 10 kilometers barefoot run in the Oroville Forest. Running barefoot offers a feeling of freedom and communion with nature. On the forest trails of Orville, runners experience an even stronger, blissful feeling. Maybe the energy contained in the earth of Orville, the city that earth needs. They are organizing a 10 km barefoot race on Sunday, 17th of April, and the race will start and finish in 32 and will take us along many small, soft paths of the Orville forest, mostly avoiding tarmac and rough patches. This is a barefoot race, no shoes, not even five-finger shoes, chappals or socks. However, we should be aware that barefoot running uses different muscles from regular running with shoes and that we should practice a few times. The race is open to anybody above 10 years old, our villains, ashramites, Pondi and Chennai friends and other people. And our villains can register by sending a mail to eric.courage@gmail.com or to frederick@orville.origin or fgatier@orville.origin. And there is no registration fee. At Eco Film Club, tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., we will see previews of short Sadhana Forest films. At Visitor Center movie shows, there is no shows, nor today, nor tomorrow. But at Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m., we can see a French comedy, The Sweet Escape, made in 2015 in France by director Bruno Podalides. On Saturday, we will see international drama, A Room, which was made in 2015. In USA, director Lenny Abramson. On Sunday, a children's film at 4:30 p.m. There was screen fantasy drama Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, made in USA in 2005 by director Tim Burton, and of course with Johnny Depp. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m., adventure thriller The Wages of Fear, made in France in 1953 by director Henri-Georges Clouzot. And the mother wrote, "Whatever comes to you, if you take it in the right spirit, it will turn for the best." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rvradio.org.